Now, before we begin the MPEP chapter lecture, I want to cover the OmniPreps exam preparation approach. The first step is prepare only for what is on the exam. One mistake made by most who fail this exam is to assume that the basic test of patent law or test of PTO procedures. It is not. Rather, it's a test of certain PTO rules and procedures as embodied in the Manual of Patent Examination Procedure, or the MPEP. Certain parts of the MPEP have always been tested extensively on this exam, while other parts were ignored. That will continue. Many, if not most, of the questions descended to the level of minutia. That will also continue. It will continue because the PTO uses questions from past exams as the pool from which each customized exam is created. Many new questions have been added to the pool since the April 2003 exam, and we have most, if not all of them. But even now, about 40% of the questions on the patent bar exam are derived from exams given before 2004. In general, focus your preparation on chapters 700 and 2100, and ignore chapters 2300 and 2400. The PTO, in fact, has told us nothing will come from chapter 2400. Chapter 700 focuses on the rules and procedures for responding to official actions. Chapter 2100 spells out the basic law and the PTO follows. Both are heavily tested. Second, pacing is everything on the patent bar exam. You have to take 2 3-hour exams, an AM and a PM, each of which is 50 multiple choice questions. Some of the questions can be answered in less than a minute. Some questions require many minutes, but on average, to pass, you need to be on a 3-minute per question pace. If you do enough practice exams to achieve that intuitive 3-minute per question average pace and keep that pace on the exam, you will pass. If you don't, you will likely fail. It's really that simple. Another cause of failure to finish is a refusal to abandon a question that you can't easily find the answer to. Your goal is to get 70% of the questions right, which works out to 63 questions if you do not include the 10 experimental questions that do not count towards your score. If you try to get them all right, you won't finish. And if you don't finish, you won't pass. You have to defer those impossible questions to the end and make sure that you get all the easier questions. And you will have to learn to give up on questions when your lookup is going nowhere. Third, know the newest questions contained in our exam post and those on the old 2001, 2002, 2003 exams. The heart of your preparation after listening to the lectures, reading the MPEP mini review, and reading the MPEP summary will be focused on memorizing questions and answers and understanding why each is correct. The PTO has a set of tricks they bring out for every exam. The best way to condition yourself to recognize and avoid the tricks is to practice questions. You must take all of our full-length practice exams. On exam day, you will take the exam you want to be as relaxed and comfortable as possible given the circumstances. You can't be trying to pace for the first or second or third time on exam day. The best way to achieve pacing is to practice on old exams. Set aside 3 hours and try a practice exam. Do it just like on exam day. Do this as many times as you can, and do it until you can achieve a score of 90% within a 2-hour time frame. Create and implement a plan to be at your best on exam day. Know where the test site is, know how to get there, and how long it will take. Bring your lunch, plan what food and beverages will get you back to work on the afternoon exam re-energized and relaxed, ready to continue and achieve a very high score. Third, always seek the best answer. After you read a few exam questions and look at the 5 possible answers, you are going to say to yourself, none of these are right. The right answer isn't here. And you'll probably be correct. On other questions, you'll find 2 answers that are literally correct. One trap many people fall into is to assume that there must be a trick here, and that they can find it if they just keep looking, when in reality, there is no trick. It's just a poorly worded question. The PTO is also fond of all of the above, and none of the above, and A and B. So it is essential that you check every one of the five possibilities before selecting your choice. If there is no really correct answer, seize the one that is best and move on. If there are two or more correct answers, grab the one that is the most complete and move on. Whatever else you do in this exam, you have to keep moving. Fourth, every question and guess. Answer every question and guess intelligently. This is not an exam that punishes guessing. It is an exam that rewards guessing. There are five possible answers to every multiple choice question, and two or three can almost always be eliminated by application of one or more of the general rules. Or memorize facts that you have learned. Sometimes every answer, save one, is clearly no good. Then it's not a guess, it's a gift. Fifth, never look up an answer that you are fairly sure is correct. Often you can, by process of elimination, reduce the possible answers to two, and sometimes only one answer that could be right. Other times, you'll be 99% sure that one answer is correct. It is tempting to go into the MPEP and confirm that what you know to be true is in fact true. Instead, make a note that you want to check the answer at the end if there is time, and move on. The computer will allow you to flag questions and return to them later, as time allows. 6. Practice your searches with our electronic MPEP to maximize your exam day lookup opportunities. Under the computerized exam format, you have access only to an electronic, searchable, PDF formatted version of the MPEP. Using electronic MPEP can be slow and awkward, and your lookup opportunities are significantly reduced unless you have practiced using it many times. You absolutely must have the basics down cold. Things like details of 35 U.S.C. 102 and the PCT. And the more minutia you can remember using mnemonics or just brute force, the greater your chance of passing the exam. Finally, the MPEP is your Bible. Every question on the exam, every answer can be found in the MPEP. The procedures and rules that govern the filing prosecution of patent applications are governed by three tiers: the basic MPEP law, 35 U.S.C., the rules of practice, 35 CFR, and the chapters 100 through 2700 of the MPEP. The rules explain the law, and the chapters in the MPEP explain the rules. The law and the rules are reproduced as appendices in the MPEP. So this one volume contains everything in it that you need to pass the exam. So with that, let us begin the formal MPEP overview lectures.